Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, folks? This is a special edition of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. As you folks know, I mentioned it on yesterday's show that our friend and patriot, Casey Massey, has been released from prison and is in a, I believe he's in a halfway house. And he's going to be coming on the show Monday. And so I am going to right now replay an interview I did with him right before he actually went to his jail sentence. I'm pulling that up on the board right now as we speak. And I'm going to play the interview I did with him back in 2015. And I'm just going to, like I said, it's on the board. Here it is. I got it. All right. So, in case you want to know who Casey Massey is, what his story is, this was a big story back when all the children were coming across the border in the 24 and 2015 in busloads. They were bringing the kids over. And so Casey Massey was down there and he got himself into some crap down there. And it was horrifying. You know, and you'll hear all the details. I just want to share this around a little bit so that folks can watch. Please share, because you're not going to want to miss Monday's show. Monday's show is going to be crazy, because Casey feels abandoned by the Patriot community. Some other folks who were considered political prisoners were definitely more embraced by the Patriot community than others, and some sat in prison. Some folks took plea deals. He's not happy with folks who took plea deals. He's not happy with folks who said they would be there with him till the end, and they abandoned him there and kind of left him hanging. No letters in his no visitors, no money in his commissary. A lot of things happened there with Casey Massey. So what we're going to do now is we're going to let you hear the interview I did back in 2015. I believe it was March of 2015. And you'll hear the whole backstory with extreme detail. He gives great detail. He doesn't hold back any detail of what happened there on the border between him and his friend and the Border Patrol on a specific night. I believe it occurred in 2014 is when it actually happened. And this is later on afterwards. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? Here we go. It's another episode of Patriot Nation Radio on blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. We got one heck of a show lined up for you tonight. We have the one and only Casey Massey live to give us an update on the situation, his court date, and a support rally coming up here soon. So stay tuned, kick back, and enjoy this great tune.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed? And the twilight lands gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallant.
This is a pre-recorded interview with Casey Massey back in 2015 before he went to jail. He'll be on Monday with an update. He's at jail.
Welcome to the show. Here I am. Microphone was off, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. That's Madison Rising Star Spangled Banner. God bless America. God bless you. The country is unbelievably in a pile of tyranny. As the government bullies our patriotic citizens, those of us who believe in small government, less taxes, and the Constitution are under constant attack by this current administration. I just want to let everybody know this is episode 159 of Patriot Nation Radio. We've been going strong now for almost 2 years, trying to spread the message of freedom, liberty, and the American way. And so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to tell you a story tonight of just how the patriotic American citizens are being bullied by the current administration. So we have a story of a patriotic American citizen who has done his duty as an American citizen, has been standing at, who stood at the border and turned back criminals, who's given a second chance at life and has steered his ship true, and it now has his back up against the wall as the alphabet agencies push to suppress our voices. Alphabet agencies like DHS, the TSA, when you go to travel, you like getting groped? I don't like getting groped. The FBI, the CIA, and of course, Obama's and the Presidential Secret Service. Now, folks, I just want to let you know that Secret Service, when abbreviated into letters, is SS. So remember Hitler's SS Guard. But we're going to not hold out any longer. We're going to get this show rolling, ladies and gentlemen. I want to introduce you to Mr. Casey Massey, live on Patriot Nation Radio. What's happening, Casey?
How you doing this evening, man? Thanks for having me on.
Pretty good. Yeah, we had a little dead air there for a minute, but we're back. It happens from time to time. What are you going to do?
I've been there before.
It's nothing like getting a message. Dead air. Oh, hey. Great. You know, but I got it. We resolved the problem, and we are live. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Casey Massey. If you don't know his story, which I know many of you who are listening right now more than likely know his story, maybe looking to find out where his story is at this time. So why don't you start from the beginning. You're down on the border. You're turning back criminals. What happened?
Well, the shift down started August 29th when the federal government decided to have their agents fire upon my team when we were assisting and backing them up. We were out doing a routine patrol, a first patrol, where we go through and we find, mark, and clean up illegal crossings. In the process of doing that, we ran across a Border Patrol agent that was on foot, referred to as a dismounted Border Patrol agent. I approached him and asked him what was going on, and he told me that they were actively having illegals being pushed back toward our location. I asked him if he needed, you know, backup or help. He said yes. So we deployed to cover his back on the river. And while in the covered position, I was watching a guy that was assumed to be cartel. He was heavily tattooed. He was about waist deep in the river, walking back and forth, yelling commands at other guys. So we were watching them to make sure they didn't come up behind the border patrol. When the guy got out of my sight, or right before he got out of my sight, I heard the gunfire. I assumed that it was the cartel shooting, just trying to bully us. So it didn't shake me. It didn't bother me. I didn't move from my position until he got where I couldn't watch him. So I came up to reposition, and that's when one of my other teammates told me that the Border Patrol was looking for us. I went and met with that captain. He told me that one of his people just had fired upon one of my teammates. And so I was like, oh, man, what's going on? Is he okay? And John came walking up behind and said it was an accident, that an illegal ran across the road. See, we made an agreement with the Border Patrol that we would only patrol from the river road to the river, which is approximately 20 yards at most from the river road to the river. It runs right along the edge of the river. And that was part of the right. SOP that we had made with the Border Patrol. So we were in our position. An illegal alien came running across out of the brush from the other side of the road, and John had turned and told him, paka, paka, which means get down. And the guy he was gone like grease lightning, and he hit the river. Well, John heard footsteps coming up behind him again, so he thought it was another illegal. And as he turned to identify what was coming at him, it was a Border Patrol agent, and he opened fire on him. From 30 feet away, he shot 5 times and missed all 5 times. So that right there to us was something wasn't right. Something was rigged, because these guys are supposed to be trained law enforcement officers. They're supposed to qualify and shoot, you know, with their weapons every year. And at 30 feet, he missed him 5 times.
Yeah,
so we automatically thought something was fishy. Well,
I think my four-year-old at 30 feet could have got him.
Exactly.
With no training.
This is supposed to be a trained federal agent. So anyway.
Well, thank God I didn't get him.
Yeah, an effort to cover up their felonious activity, because that is a felony in the state of Texas, to fire a weapon at somebody, and especially for no lawful reason. And so he committed a felony by firing at us for no reason. He had no justification. Printed in the media that day, released by their media relations officer, Zamora, that he turned with the weapon in his hand and the agent opened fire. Now, they have since tried to change the story to justify the shooting by saying that he pointed the weapon at the agent, but that is inaccurate, and you can go all the way back to the 30th, the Border Patrol scrubbed the official press release off of their official website, but it was listed and named in several reports from Reuters News to Hate Watch there's tons of reports out there that are still available that quote Zamora as saying that the agent ran upon him and he turned toward him when he opened fire. But anyway, so
right.
We believe that was their first effort to try to run us off the border, even despite the fact that on or around August 13th, we had met with all the top officers of Fort Brownsville and a guy out of Houston Border Patrol when we had established our SOPs, that's standard operating procedures. We had come to agreements on where we would patrol, how we would patrol, so that we didn't have these type incidents. Well, in the area that we originally were, was all human trafficking. The area that they shot at us was a narco trafficking area. So we felt like we got into their honey hole and they didn't want us there. That's why they opened fire on us. Well,
right.
This trucked on for almost another 2 months At first, the agents were real apologetic, real sorry. They, you know, told us, man, we really figured it'd be the other way around. One of you guys would shoot at us, and there'd be a problem. I said, yeah, it's kind of ironic. You know, we're supposed to be the stupid, uneducated hillbillies with no weapons training or control, and here you guys are the ones that shoot at us. And we didn't even return fire. You know, I mean, that took a lot of split decision, you know, a split-second thinking for John not to return fire and shoot that agent. Had it been a combat vet who had just got back, I don't think the situation would have turned out the same. Well, thankfully, it didn't, but it could have been a real mess. Anyway, so at first, after the shooting, they tried to be apologetic, and they were sorry that they goofed up, and then it started becoming like they were mad, and they had to cover up their screw-up. So then they started trying to be aggressive towards us. Well, I guess I don't have enough common sense to not be scared, so I just pressed forward. And they would try to jam us up every time they got. They'd try to pull us over. And, you know, I had a Kawasaki Mule, which is a four-seater, side-by-side, diesel-powered UTV, and that's what we patrolled in. They would try to pull up beside us and pull us over. Where are you going? What are you doing? And at first, we tried to be somewhat, you know, friendly about it. You know, tell them, hey, well, we're going down here to the rocks, or we're going to Cartel Beach, or, you know, to let them know where we were going so we didn't have any problems. But they weren't asking to know where we were going. They were just asking to try to bully us and tell us where we could and couldn't go. Well, the problem is that's private property. The federal government nor the Border Patrol has any authority on private property in the state of Texas. They're only
right.
charged with and have the authority to deal with illegal immigrants. So I knew the law. I know the law. I've got family members that are police. I've got, you know, one of my best buddies is a sheriff. You know, my son-in-law was a sheriff. So I'm well-versed in the law. Anyway, I got increasingly aggravated by it, so I started doubling up the patrols just to let them know, look, man, we have a right to be here. We have permission to be here. You can't stop us. You're not going to stop us. Our mission is to keep these illegals out, because they were crossing in broad daylight with a Border Patrol vehicle in plain sight, and they were running toward the Border Patrol vehicles on numerous occasions when we would turn them around and run them back across the border. So, I mean, it was becoming apparent to us that Border Patrol had to have something to do with it, because let's reverse it. If you were sneaking into Mexico and you cross the river and you come up on the bank and you see a Mexican Federale, are you going to run toward that Federale, or are you going to try to hit the brush and go around the Federale?
Right.
Well, these guys were coming across and running through an open field in plain view of the Border Patrol. Plain view. And we would catch them and run them back to the border and make them swim back across the river. We didn't have to use violence or threats of violence. Just our presence was enough that they were like, oops, uh-oh, we better go. And
right.
So one of the last straws right before they arrested me was we were out doing a night patrol, which is extremely dangerous on our part because it's coal black out there. You can't see 5 feet in front of you. And we were going to one of the most dangerous areas, what we called Cartel Beach. It was a heavy trafficking area. They were doing narco trafficking and human trafficking there. And as we were on the patrol, six Border Patrol agents surrounded us and forced us to stop. That video is on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you look up KC Nunya, N-O-N-E-Y-A, you can see Border Patrol Jam Up. That's the name of the video. And they tried to insert authority over me that I knew that they didn't have, and I checked them on it. I told them just straight up, because I got tired of playing the game, that, look, you don't have authority over me. You cannot tell me what to do. You cannot enforce property law. Leave us alone. Let us do our job. And then I thought about it, and I called the Border Patrol back to our campsite at Camp Lone Star, and we had a long conversation, which is all recorded. It's all record. It's all on YouTube, too. That's Border Patrol Jam Up 2. And that's all audio. There's no video because we were at camp. It was black. You couldn't see anything. So it was 10 days later that the feds came and arrested me at the camp's hotel room and tried to assert that I guess I was some kind of dangerous individual. They took me down with almost 30 federal agents. There was more federal agents came after me for defending our border, for defending my country and my state, than they came after Osama bin Laden. I mean, it was a shame. I walked out of the hotel room, scanned the parking lot, because there's supposedly, according to law enforcement down there, there was a contract out for my life. So I scanned the parking lot looking for any suspicious people standing around, didn't see it, so I proceeded into the parking lot looking down at my phone. Next thing I hear is, get down, get down, get down. And I look up, and it's like, holy shit. They must, you know, I couldn't believe they were coming at me. And then I look to the left, and there's another big pile of them coming at me. I look to the right, and here's another big pile of them coming at me. And it's like, oh, my God, man. Anyway, they wound up knocking me down, putting me in a cop car, and still wouldn't even tell me for at least an hour why I was being arrested.
And what was the charges that they were arresting you for?
The charge that they have arrested me for is 18 U.S. 922 G1. The charge states anyone convicted of a crime with a punishment more or exceeding 1 year, it is illegal to be engaged in or affect commerce with a firearm. And their nexus to interstate commerce, they're saying, is because the firearm was not made in Texas.
Right. Gotcha. And what's the actual laws in retrospect to that? And why would they arrest you? I don't understand why they arrest you.
Well, I don't either, because according to Texas law, I had every right to be armed at the place that I live, which was at the border, and I also had was living at the hotel room, you know, depending on where I spent the night. Live means where you spend the night. That's the definition. In Texas law, that's what it means, where you live, where you spend the night, where you are at. You're alive, so where you are living, where you are is where you live.
Wait, you're right.
I don't know what the problem was, to be honest. I never violated the law. I never disrespected any illegal immigrant. We treated them with the same respect that they treated us. One of the videos on YouTube that you can see is when we were running them back, they cussed us for everything they could. And that was toward the end of my time on the border, so I'd become very aggravated with the way that they talked to us. They cussed us like dogs, talked to us like trash, but yet they're the ones invading our country. They're the ones bringing their diseases and their drugs and their, you know, crime to my country. So the last video we did, God James, he filmed it. And so in there I did exchange some pleasantries with them that I normally didn't do, but I'd pretty much been fed up with what was going on. But
all right,
I never...
Casey, real fast, I'm going to pick up this line right here. I think this is our friend. Hey, James, is this you he's talking about?
Yes, it is.
What's happening? Casey, here's your friend James, the videographer.
Yeah, you can hear him. Get in the water. That's him.
Hey, all right, so you're videotaping the whole thing, James. What was it like? Were you there when he was getting incarcerated and all that stuff, or were you just there to document and make sure everything on the ducks can stay in a row?
I was there when we got jammed up out in the field with the six Border Patrol vehicles.
Yes, sir.
And that was a really intense time. One of the teammates had already been fired upon by Border Patrol without provocation. And, you know, so the things start running through your mind, you know, is that what they intend to do with us out here? Because they could have went ahead and laid it off on the cartel or anybody else. and or just come back with friendly fire. So self-preservation kicked in, and I turned on the video recording apparatus, and off we went. I figure if I'm going to get smoked, somebody's going to know about it.
Now, is it normal protocol for Border Patrol to fire, or they have restrictions on when and where they can fire? Because from what I understand, they're not even supposed to draw their weapons, correct, at the illegals. How are they doing that to American citizens?
That's one of the questions we had, and I do have a copy of the United States Border Patrol's use of force manual, and everything that they did the day that they shot at us was completely against the manual, was completely against their procedure. And prior to them shooting at us, if you go back and you look in the media, they were being shot at from Mexico with what was described as a 50 caliber machine gun with suppressive fire, and they never unholstered a weapon. They were told not to pull weapons on these illegals, yet they pulled and fired on us. And they knew we were in fatigues. They knew. Look, the guy that got shot at, he's about 6 foot tall, long, curly hair, a full long beard. Every illegal alien that I ever encountered on the border, every one of them, without exception, had short hair with little or no facial hair. Not one time did I even see on the other side of the border somebody with long hair. So John did not fit in any way the description of an illegal alien. He was wearing camouflage. He was carrying a rifle. That is something that you do not run into on the border from illegals. They don't come across typically armed. Now, we did see them on the other side of the border armed, but they never raised their weapons to us. They never posed a threat to us. And I think, in my opinion, when they were armed, it was more to intimidate the people that they were pushing across the border than us. Because when they saw us come up, they backed up into the woods. So they didn't present any threat or harm towards us. They never did. We never, ever had a tense or tight situation involving firearms between us and the illegals. And the Border Patrol knows that. So that's another reason why we believe it was a setup from the beginning.
Gotcha.
An effort to cover the drug trafficking area. I mean, there was a story came out. Adelfo, he's a reporter for Breitbart. I met with him and interviewed with him when I was on the border. He just put out a report yesterday that last year during the surge, which is the time that I was on the border, that the Gulf Cartel made over $34 million in illegal immigrants. That's not counting the drugs. That's just the people. That's how much money they made. So
that's
when you
crazy.
Stop and think, we were chasing literally, oh, man, at least 200-300 Pat, at least 200-300 that I chased back. So you add
how many
that
of those
up, the going price is 500 to 10, 5,000 to 10,000 a head.
Jeez. That's crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, this interview is obviously going to run over. If you want to listen to the rest of this interview, because we've got about a minute and a half left live, you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation and hear the remainder of this interview. There will be 15 minutes recorded. And I just want everybody to know, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. KC, real fast, the fellow that was fired upon, what happened to him?
He's still incarcerated right now.
What the heck? And what do they got him held up for?
Same charge as me.
And how come they haven't got him out? How come he's still incarcerated? What's the story there?
Well, part of I hate to say it, but it's partially his fault because he cussed toward the judge. You know, when the judge asked him about his bond hearing, he used profanity toward the judge, and then he decided that he was going to try to play the the insane role. So he's been going through psychological testing and all kind of stuff. So, I mean, he set himself into that position, unfortunately.
That's a damn mistake. Now, you got a court date coming up in, what, a week?
Yes, sir, a week from tomorrow.
And is there support to be there for you?
Yeah, Melvin Lee of PatrioticWarriors.com has paid for a bus and hotel rooms for anybody that wants to travel and support, you know, me during court. The bus will be leaving from North Texas, going down through San Antonio to Brownsville. Melvin's been a gracious man. He's done a lot for the Patriot movement, period. He was helpful to us when we were on the border. I mean, he's very active, and he's the one that has the PatrioticWarrior.com website.
PatrioticWarrior.com, ladies and gentlemen. And maybe we got to get him on the show. Maybe we got to get him on the show.
Yeah, Melvin is an outstanding American. Outstanding. He's a combat vet. He's a true patriot, and he puts his money where his mouth is. You know, just like when I was on the border, you can ask James or anybody else that was down there with me. You know, I spent probably $20,000 of my own money on the border, not counting the equipment and supplies that I brought, the stuff that got absconded from me, my equipment that got tore up. I mean, in excess of $20,000 it cost me to protect this country for 4 months, all to be thanked by the federal government and incarcerated and charged, and they're trying to intimidate me into accepting a felony and putting me in prison when I have had an exemplary life since I was 21 years old. When I was 21 years old, I was doing wrong things. I got caught, I got convicted, and I did my sentence. And I have not reoffended since then, and that was 27 years ago. I learned my lesson. I've lived an exemplary life. I've been awarded Habitat for Humanity Man of the Year. I was a national finalist for Rebuilding for America. I do countless charitable jobs for the elderly and people that can't afford. I'm an electrician by trade. I've done all kind of volunteer work for my cities, my municipalities, the local police departments. I've done a lot of stuff for my community. I'm not a criminal. And that's what the federal government is trying to paint me out to be.
You've learned from your era of your ways of your youth, turned your life around, and become a God-fearing, law-abiding American citizen. As have I. You know, the 80s were a fun time. And I remember
they were
the
80s, wild.
You know. I remember the 80s. 80 and 81, I remember those 2 years. Those are plural. Those are 80s. I remember the 80s. Now, I go from 83 through 89, not so much. But
I went through about the same time as you. I'm 49 years old. So, you know, I was 21 when I got in trouble. And, you know, I was raised in Dallas. I was raised in a rough part of Dallas. Where I was raised, you were either a victim or a victimizer. And I thought it would be cooler to be the victimizer than the victim. And
yep,
so,
sounds like my town.
Well, I mean, I made mistakes. There's no denying it. And I've never denied it or hid from the fact. But see, here in Texas, after you've been convicted of a felony and you do your sentence 5 years after your sentence is complete, you have the right to have a firearm at the place you live. So I was completely legal and lawful by my state law. I was on private property. I was never on federal property. I've never been engaged in a federal activity. I've never done anything that should have given the federal government any right, rhyme, or reason to come harass me or to try to imprison me. So
now,
it's purely because I was making too big of a stink and letting the truth out on the border.
Right on. Now, there is a rally of sorts, I believe, on Sunday before your court date. We have some details. I have someone on the line who wants to give some details. You want to get some of the details for the support rally that's taking place Sunday? Let's pick up the phone. Hey, you're live on Patriot Nation Radio. What's happening, Dinah?
Hi, Mark. Hey, KC. Hey, man. How are you doing,
Dinah.
James? Glad to hear everybody on here. Yes. Okay. So we're going to be having a prayer meeting, Revival of the Republic, on Sunday. It will be in East Texas, in by Lake Tuckawan. To help me with that one, what is it?
Tuwakini.
Thank you, Tuwakini. Can never say that word. Anyway, and you can find the information if you're a friend with Casey. It's posted on his page. If you're friends with Dinah Saber, you can find it posted on my page. And you can find it publicly posted under events at the American Anti-Federalist Patriot Party. There's contact information and full information there. This is a cross-faith Revival of the Republic prayer meeting. We're going to be having a gathering of the faithful populace to affirm allegiance to the Constitution of these United States, to undertake and confirm the people's right and responsibility to peacefully assemble for organization in order to resemble a more perfect union and a united constitutional republic. Many patriots have stated that we need to have a gathering of patriots and rise up in our faith in prayer. And we call upon the Creator to resolve the problems we face as a nation and as a community of patriots in support of our brother KC. KC is in a dire situation just as our nation is, and they both need our prayers and divine intervention. On Sunday 3/23, many of us will, Monday 3/23, many of us will be traveling, as you stated, to Brownsville via bus. Gratefully, we'd like to thank Melvin Lee for putting that together to support KC at his court date. And on that'll be on 3/24, as he stated. And on Sunday 3/22, you can join us in prayer, whether you attend the court hearing or not. This will be a potluck, family-oriented event. We only ask that those attending bring a covered dish. If you cannot cook, we will also need drinks, paper products, and such as plates, dinnerware, cups, etc. There is no charge for this event. Donations to KC Support and Defense Fund will be gratefully accepted. We are also organizing a silent auction to raise funds for KC, for his defense funds, and his support. This poor man cannot even get out of his house to go to work. They have him on home arrest with a monitor tracking device on him. He actually was offered a position about 60 miles away in East Texas by Tyler, and the man could not even accept that work because they would not allow him to travel that kind of a distance. And this is a travesty, a total travesty. Okay?
Absolutely.
Francis Scott Key Fitzgerald stated, "Show me a hero and I'll write you a tragedy." Well, let me tell you something. This tragedy is being written. There is no doubt about it. All right? So we want to get out there. We are looking for donations for the silent auction. And those donations can be sent to, hold on one second, scrolling to it, to the KC Massey Support and Defense Fund at 6494 FM 2101 Quinlan, Texas.
So
that zip code is 75474. One more time, so, KC Massey Support and Defense Fund, 6494 FM 2101, Quinlan, Texas, 75474. You can message me if you can't get it there at that time. We can always go ahead and have a picture of the item that you wish to donate and take the auction bids on it and be able to send it to the person after the fact. That's not a problem. I mean, we just really are all needing to work together. Currently, we have some real interesting things. I just yesterday secured a $100 gift certificate to Southern Outlaw Tattoo Parlor in Flint, Texas. We're going to be having, hold on one second. I've got so far Army Canteen with a camo cover, an 11-inch tactical knife, a water-resistant utility belt pouch, a radio holder utility for utility belts, an Army flashlight for utility belts.
Been released from prison. KC Massey is out of jail. He is now he's not free yet. I believe he still has an ankle bracelet on. He can't leave his house. I don't know how long his parole is. We just spoke briefly yesterday. He's definitely going to come on. He's definitely angry. The Patriot community has turned his back on him. We're talking here about Melvin. We know, most of us know about Melvin, and his, that he's an agent, secret agent, man. No longer a secret. He's been outed, as have many others. But you know what's the deal. And we're going to have Casey on Monday.
To be able to support directly to Casey, and this money goes directly to him via PayPal, you can do so by going to the PayPal site.
That sounds crazy. You lost the audio.
214-214-215-5557. This money goes directly to Casey by going to PayPal, entering the phone number.
Bobby, you missed it. I'm wrapping it up now. But, it's an old interview I did with KC back in 2015 prior to one of his court dates. Something like May 24th, 2015, he had a court date. We're talking right now about a rally that took place that Sunday. Talking about Melvin Lee, and we got Dinah Durain is doing the advertisement. We got these two folks that have completely gone off the rails out of the Patriot community. They're gone. We're still here. Goes to show you.
Reaching 11,000 people.
God bless you for that and your tenacity and all of it. I know your family moved recently. You've been through so much.
Folks, when this was recorded, it was episode 159. We are now at episode like 658 or something like that. Plus 100 shows, 7,500 shows at the World Integrity News Network.
The Red, White, and Blue Festival, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you get out there and check out constitutionalpatriots.org for all the information. I believe Madison Rising will be live on Sunday. So if you can get out to Red, White, and Blue Fest in North Florida, just north of Panama City, that's at constitutionalpatriots.org. KC, James, and Dinah, I want to thank you guys all for coming on Patriot Nation Radio. Maybe we can get you on again after your court date for an update of what actually took place at your hearing. And just maybe talk about anything then after that, because I'm sure you're tired of talking about your case by now.
I just pray daily that the federal government will adhere to the law, because according to the law, as written by letter and intent, I am not guilty in any way, shape, form, or fashion of violating any federal law that they have charged me under. I just hope and pray that my attorney, which I feel he did a good job in presenting his motions to the court, and that's what the hearing is about, to have the charges dismissed and thrown out. Hold out hope and prayer that the government's going to do the right thing. And thank God my judge is the same judge who threw out Obama's illegal amnesty plan. So
hallelujah.
Yeah,
excellent.
I mean, God's good, and he's looked out for me, and he's got me through this very tough and difficult time. So, you know, hopefully
all
come to an end.
Well, we got you back. We're here. We'll get you back on. I got about a minute and a half to go here of the show. James, thank you for calling in. Dinah, thank you for calling in. Of course, Casey, good luck. And we'll have you back on to give us an update after your court date. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Patriot Nation Radio. Tune in Thursday. We got James Neighbors going to come on and tell us about the Overpasses National Rally. And then catch me on the 20th. My other show, Patriot Nation Radio Live on WARN World Alliance Radio Network. I will be having Top Fuel Bill and Buddha, Clive and Bundy's personal bodyguard, to talk about the one-year anniversary and the rally they'll be having out at the Bundy Ranch. So tune in Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then tune in again Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll talk to you then. Thanks a lot, guys, for coming on. I'm going to leave you guys with this great song. This is by Madison Rising as well. This is America the Beautiful. Good night, and God bless America.
Thank you.
There you have it, folks. That's one heck of an interview right there. We got a lot of information from our friend Casey Massey as to exactly what went down there on the border when they got fired upon. And how it seemed like a setup, how it seemed like everything stunk. And right there, you heard him as he said, he's going to the court date. The hearing is about getting the charges thrown out. Well, the charges were never thrown out. He was railroaded and sat in jail. Casey Massey is now out of jail. He is free, and he is, well, he's not free. He's just not in prison. He's at prison at home. They got him locked down, curfews and all that stuff. He is very angry. Because as you can hear, you know, what people are saying here, and they, you know, we're here, we got your back, we're going to be there for you, you know, we're going to be helping you, blah, blah, blah. And in the midst of this, we're talking about Buddha and Cliven. And when all those guys wound up in jail, they took precedence over all of other political prisoners. It seemed that many of them had gotten forgotten, kind of. That they were even incarcerated or in a desperate situation for their freedom because of a tyrannical, out-of-control, rogue court system and government. It was unfortunate that folks got forgotten and that they got left in the dust, and Casey's going to tell you exactly how he feels about it. Now, you may get offended. Some folks might leave my show after hearing this because he is very angry and he don't care. He don't hold back. You heard a very subdued man. He was very subdued. He's very laid back here in this interview. He is on fire now. He is on fire. You know, and we've always kept Casey in our prayers, and we were hoping that Camp Lone Star would one day fire back up and Rusty's down there right now alone with two dogs. And all this is going on. And Camp Lone Star is closed and nobody's there. They all forgot Rusty. It's an old, old man with cancer. Down on the border at Brownsville. Witnessing violence every day. Hello, son. Ready to wrap up? Got to brush teeth? Want to wrap up the show? Yeah, I'm going to wrap up. Well, maybe I'll be right in. But yes, indeed, folks. So, Casey Massey will be with us. It will be rated R, folks. So if you usually have children in the room when you listen, please have them in another room. Or maybe tune in for the replay later when you have some privacy without the kids. Because I think Casey Massey is going to be cursing and firing up a storm of swear words and anger. As many, many folks in the Patriot community forgot Casey Massey. And we did do a birthday blitz for him. You know, in fact, I have it here.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? Welcome to the show. I'm Mark Hoffman, your host, and this is Patriot Nation Radio at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Thanks for joining us tonight. We got a great show. Today is Casey Massey's birthday. We're going to do a birthday blitz. We have his wife, Chris, coming on, and Diana Savard coming on. So sit back and enjoy this too. We'll be back right after this. Madison Rising, Los Angeles.
It's a birthday blitz. We had some guests and some friends. They all joined us. We're not going to go sit through the birthday blitz. But, yeah, we celebrated his birthday right before he went in, and then he went in. He went to jail. Patriots forgot him. So, folks, be sure to share this around so folks can hear his story. And, of course, join me Monday and Casey Massey live, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. And, of course, on the Patriot Nation Radio live feed on Facebook. And you catch that show Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, my good friend James Bostic in A Conservative's Perspective, heard here Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. And we're going to be having pretty soon Gonzalo Duran, Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran. That's going to be coming up. And also we have Thursday, Charles Kaprowitz We're going to be talking the Counterman Amendment and the Convention of States. We're going to have a little debate. I'm hoping my friend John will join us. And he knows that there's a lot going on. Then Bill Muckler on the 7th. I'm lining up some other dates and some other guests. Let's see. I just got somebody else. Oh, my goodness. I forgot. But I've been working hard trying to get guests because I did a little poll. I got a lot of response. 4 people responded to my poll. And they all want more guests and more shows. And I asked, what can we do to improve and what have we done? You know, more guests, more shows, less guests, less shows. Folks voted more shows and more guests. All 4 of you. Maybe it's the same 4 that is watching right now. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody, of course, for always tuning into the shows. And as you know, we'll be lining up Dave Bray here real soon. He's got a new record coming out. It's coming out on Memorial Day. I like to make sure that everybody knows about DaveBrayUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving.
And here is last call in memory of the 2 officers gunned down in Florida while having lunch. Killed in cold blood, assassinated.
Man down, I'm bleeding out. There's no time, no time, so please hear me out. These are the last few words that I'd like to say to you all. This is my last call. Tell my wife I love her. And then I won't be home tonight. Thank her for those long, hard years we tried to get it right. Tell her I'll be waiting after she makes it through it all. This is my last call. But ask her to forgive me. Tell her I'm sorry. That I can't be the man that she's gonna be.
That in memory of the two officers needlessly gunned down while trying to eat lunch here in Florida. May God protect our police, men and women, standing out there in harm's way each and every day, taking it on the chin, abused all the time. There are bad apples in every bunch. Look at the FBI. The top brass in the FBI has gone completely rogue, infuriating the common FBI agent, the guy who's trying to really stand up and do his job. He used to assassinate these guys. I'm going to play this song and a moment of silence, and we're going to remember the fallen. Remember all the fallen. Police, and especially those who have given their all on the battlefield, protect this flag and the freedoms that are slipping daily, sold back to you in the form of a hunting license, a fishing license, a driver's license, the permit to build, one freedom sold back to you at a time. They steal them and then they sell them back to you, and they don't even sell them all. You only get a couple. Violate those licenses and see what happens. Freedom is dead. Mm-hmm. Are we truly free? Like to feel we are. We believe we are, because if we want to pack up our shit right now and move from the sunshine state to the cloudy state, the snowy, rainy state, you know, we can do that. Go right over and live right under the Space Needle. That means we're free, because we can travel anywhere we want in this country. We can go down to the corner store and buy a 12-pack and go get some barbecue wings, fire them up on the grill, and watch a game. We're free. And we can stand on the corner and wave a flag and tell people how we feel. The illusion of freedom. One last time I ask. Folks, read this. The Declaration of Independence is in here. And anywhere it says, King George. Replace King George with President Obama. Be prepared to be shocked. We're going to be doing that here, maybe here real soon. I'm going to do it. I'm going to look on my calendar. I'm going to do this on Monday, April 30th. I will be reading the Declaration of Independence live on the air, inserting President Obama anywhere it says King George. Be prepared, folks. Be prepared to be like, holy crap. George Washington was here, we'd be waving the flags and marching. And we would have been waving the flags and marching probably halfway through Bill Clinton's presidency. Definitely by the time we got through George Bush's first four, George W. We definitely would have been in a revolution halfway, as soon as they signed the Patriot Act, the forefathers would have been up and running. One if by land, two if by sea. The redcoats are coming. The fedcoats are coming. The bluecoats, the redcoats, all the coats, the alphabet agencies, they're coming. Lord have mercy. This is Mark E. Smith, Christ Messiah. We're going to lead out with a moment of silence for the fallen, all fallen. Especially the two officers murdered having lunch. Here at Patriot Nation Radio, we praise the Lord and we love our flag. We stand for the flag and we bow for the Lord. We bow for the cross. We kneel for the cross. Respect and dignity. This is Mark E. Smith, Christ Messiah. Join me in a moment of silence as we wrap up this show. Thank you and good night.
When I get to stop and rest on this hot and sandy trail, walking through this desert, occasionally I fail. In a fight of desperation on this road of life, I know that there's only one true way to beat the strife. With rolling tears at times, I think I'll never make it through. Then I stop and realize to give it all to you. Raising up my shield of faith in front of me to fight. With your Holy Spirit, you guide me through the night. Now I call you Christ Messiah. I call you King of Kings. Have risen from the grave with the keys to set this sinner free. People see me in the vineyard serving in your name. Notice how I've changed, my life is not the same. Often they will ask, of the change come over me. I tell them how Jesus set this sinner free. And I call you Christ Messiah. And I call you King of Kings. You have risen from the grave with the keys to set this sinner free. You've risen from the grave with the keys to set the sinner free.
That's Mark E. Smith. Mark E. Smith, Christ Messiah. Join with me in a moment of silence as we remember the two officers slaughtered while having lunch by some thug-ass criminal. God has something for you, pal. It's very, very hot. Enjoy it. Moment of silence for the fallen. Dear Lord, please watch over our police officers as they are under a constant attack. Do not let a few bad apples spoil the bunch for everybody and cause violence to be bestowed upon the thin blue line. Protect their families, their children. Protect our nation and our president, Lord. And protect me and my family, the families of everybody who listens to our show. And protect everybody who loves the Lord Jesus. We wear the armor of God, Lord Jesus. We are ready to defend what is ours and what is just. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen. And I flip up the horns. I can't help it. I'm an old rock star from the 80s. I can't help it. It's like, okay, peace, man. Hang loose. Love. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in again. This has been another special episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show, late night edition. Wrapping up here, it's 10:08 on the East Coast. Until we meet again, folks, good night. Mandy, what time is it there on the New Zealand coast? 16 hours from now, so do the math, folks. I'm tired. Good night and God bless America.